Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. I left you on the island of Crete so that you can complete our work there and appoint elders in each town as I instructed you. An elder must live a blameless life. Crete had many cities. Homer, the Greek poet, described the island as Crete of the Hundred Cities. The Apostle Paul was clearly concerned that each community of Christian believers should have leadership, and he trusted his friend Titus to get on with the job of appointing elders. He described these elders in many ways, but above all, it was their character that mattered. They needed to be blameless. That doesn't mean he was looking for absolute perfection, but he was keen that they should live exemplary lives, which would set a high standard for the churches as they encountered continual challenges. A key part of this was the way in which the elder looked after his own family. How could someone possibly lead God's household if he couldn't take care of his own? When we appoint leaders, it's easy to be unduly impressed by their qualifications. Academic degrees are great, but they cannot take the place of character. Someone with a string of degrees and good communication skills would not make a good Christian leader if they were arrogant, uncaring, or ill-disciplined. Different church streams have a wide range of ways of making appointments, but they all need our prayers and support as they try to find appropriate people. Paul made it clear at the beginning of this, and of all his letters, that he was appointed by God. Being a Christian leader wasn't his own bright idea, but was God's, and he's clearly urging Titus to make appointments on the same basis. He needed to seek out those who God had already called, setting them aside for the awesome privilege of leading the church. Nothing has changed. That's still our responsibility today. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for those who are responsible for selecting Christian leaders. Please fill them with your Holy Spirit and enable them to make decisions that will build your church. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.